It's Friday, December 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The White House has detailed its new strategy to fight coronavirus and keep Omicron at bay. One of the big changes is to tighten up the testing timelines for international travelers coming to the U.S. People will now have to test within a day of departure, regardless of vaccination status, and continue to wear masks on planes through mid-March. Sabrina Siddiqui, White House reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what else is in the plan: testing reimbursements and booster shots. Thanks for joining us, Sabrina.
Thanks for having me.
President Biden has spoken about the latest efforts to get the coronavirus pandemic under control. We obviously have the new variant swirling around in Omicron. We have a case in California. There was a case in Minnesota. You know, it stands to believe that there's probably more cases already swirling around in the states. But he announced some new things, some expansion on other stuff. International travelers are going to have to test. They're changing the way those rules are. So let's start there on the international traveling side. What are we seeing with these new rules?
So what you're seeing is a tightening of the testing timelines for travelers who are entering the U.S. from overseas. And up until now, international travelers had to test 72 hours before their departure for the U.S. And now what they are saying is that international travelers will have to test within a day of departure, and that they will have to test regardless of vaccination status. So even fully vaccinated people will have to test. And these rules will apply to both U.S. citizens and foreign nationals and are expected to take effect early next week. So it's a way for the White House, I think, to make more stringent some of the screening that is currently in place for international travel and to try and mitigate the spread of this new variant here at home. But as you point out, it is already here. So there are also some other measures that they are taking on the domestic front, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to contain a virus like this. And obviously, one of the biggest methods it travels is with international travel, right? All of the variants of concern have originated in other countries. And obviously, they're getting here through that global travel that just happens all the time. So, you know, but is it effective to shut down travel from certain countries? There's a lot of that's up to debate. But, you know, you have to try to act quickly and do whatever you can. You mentioned some of the other domestic things. This one might not make too many people happy, but the mask requirements when you're traveling, that's going to be extended as well.
Yeah. So, you know, right now we have this mask mandate that's in place for travel on planes, buses, trains, and also, of course, you're required to wear masks at airports and indoor bus terminals. So that was initially going to expire on January 18th, but the president announced today that they will be extending that mask mandate through mid-March. I do think it's interesting, though, because when it comes to just day-to-day life, there's a different tone you're hearing from President Biden, where he was really emphasizing that the administration is relying on existing tools. They're not imposing new mandates. And really what he did was he emphasized vaccinations and boosters. And right. You didn't see the kind of aggressive tone that the president had earlier in the year when we were in a different phase of the pandemic, where he was calling on state and local officials, for example, to enforce mask mandates in public commercial spaces. That's kind of missing this time around because the administration says we're in a new phase. We already have vaccines and testing. And so they don't believe that we have to go to back to some of the pandemic era restrictions that defined a lot of the past year and a half.
Definitely. I mean, there's no appetite really for lockdowns again. And beyond that, even, you know, vaccine mandates that have been going, there's been a lot of pushback. So he just wants to get the word out. The public education campaign is a big part of this. Get your vaccine, get your booster shots. They're really emphasizing that stuff. And some of the new stuff, right? They're even making family mobile vaccination clinics to urge families to either get that first shot, get those booster shots. These are some of the newer things. As I mentioned, a lot of the stuff is just building off of things that they've been working on so far. Testing is a huge one because this is kind of one of those components that kind of started falling by the wayside a little bit once the vaccination push came. But they want to have people be reimbursed at least for the cost of at-home testing kits. This would be done something done with health insurers.
Yes, and that's been a big challenge for the administration because although they have made more testing available, there has still been a shortage when it comes to the availability of rapid at-home tests. And there is also a widespread sense that they cost too much. They can cost $20 or more. sometimes they're not available when you go to the local pharmacy. And so what Biden announced today is that these at-home tests for people who have private insurance, they will be reimbursed through insurance coverage. And then for those people who do not have private insurance, which of course is also a sizable chunk of the population, the administration is going to try and make more of these tests available at community health centers and rural clinics and other harder to reach areas or areas that serve underserved communities. So, you know, I think that that's certainly something that is new because a lot of public health experts have said that, to your point, the administration kind of dropped the ball on testing, that it should be a lot more accessible than it is right now. And that's going to be a key part, again, of combating a new variant is the ability for people, including people who are fully vaccinated, to test quickly and self-isolate if they need to isolate or take other measures if they test positive.
Right. The guidance for that, the testing stuff, is going to be released by January 15th. From what I saw, it's not going to be retroactive or anything. So we're going to have to wait until then before reimbursements can start. So just there'll be more information coming out about that one. But yeah, it's an important part just to kind of keep people in the know of what their current status is, right? So they can not go to work, not travel, all that. It's a big, important component. And then, as we mentioned too, the education for more booster shots, that's another big part of it, that they want to make sure everybody can go out and get those.
They do. And, you know, there have been a good number of people who have gone out to get boosters since they became available. But of course, there is still vaccine hesitancy across the board, where you have some people, of course, who have not even gotten the first round of vaccines. And then you do have a drop off for people who are fully vaccinated, but don't necessarily think that they need to get a booster. And I think what you saw the president emphasize is that the current, it could always change, but the current consensus he's got from public health officials is that the existing vaccines and boosters do provide sufficient protection against this Omicron variant. Now, the administration is talking to the vaccine manufacturers in case there are modifications that are needed to these vaccines. But right now, they believe that the best protection is to be vaccinated and boosted. And they pointed out that the case that you saw, the first case you saw here in the U.S. in California, that individual was fully vaccinated and only experienced mild symptoms. And, you know, the person who was also the case that was also identified in Minnesota, that individual also experienced only mild symptoms. And so I think they do believe that vaccinations are the key again. And all they can really do is push people. It also shows the kind of limitations of the presidency, right? The president can't force people to take precautions or force people to get vaccinated. But that really is the messaging that you're seeing coming out of the administration, and also just urging calm and telling people not to panic.
Sabrina Siddiqui, White House reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.